Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Lara Canfield and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Welcome, everybody. It's Donna Martouche and Alara here. How are you today? Thank you so much for being here with us. We're so excited for today. How you doing, Alara?
I'm great, thanks. And yeah, we're so excited to be here to talk about something that, you know, is really interesting how when we talked about this topic, it brought up a lot of stuff for me. And so we're going to talk about different ways and different reasons why we don't ask for what we want. And I'll be honest, this is something that I am guilty of in the past. I did not ask for stuff that I wanted, and there are many reasons. So Donna, let's just get into it because there's just so much to talk about, you know.
There is. There really is.
Go ahead. Because I mean, like, there's just so much information coming in right now. And it's like, oh,
I know.
Where do I want to start?
I know. From the minute I started writing the copy for some of this, I had exactly that. You know, so much information that was flowing in from all over. And it's a huge thing that we really don't ever talk about. So today's show is the big ask. And what is that about? That's really about, it's about the fact that we're very often afraid to ask the real questions. So, you know, if you are working today and you're working for someone, are you willing to go and ask for a raise? If you forgot to bring food for yourself for lunch, are you willing to say to someone, hey, can I have half your sandwich? I'm talking about personal questions, not necessarily, although some people won't even ask for directions, but not necessarily something like, do I go left or right here? Something a little bit more where you're intimate, you're face-to-face with somebody, and you say, can I borrow your car? My car's not working, you know, things along those lines. And it's such an interesting thing for me because I am the worst at asking questions. I am the worst. I was always the worst at it. It was just, especially if it would be perceived as I might need assistance or support with something. So we all have different reasons as to why we don't ask questions. And very often, you know, it could be fear, fear of someone saying no. It could be fear of rejection. And in some cases, it could be even fear that someone might actually say yes, right? So so we're going to talk about what some of those things are and some interesting things that you can do to get yourself over that so that you can just have fun. And I wrote a blog on it that's on our website at www.moxiemediahouse.com called The Big Ask. And I started it by thinking about, you know, when I was looking at this in myself, I was creating a course about, you know, stepping into who you are, who you want, you know, to yourself, being you in the world. And what we did was, it was a 3-day class, and I asked everyone to ask at least 20 to 25 questions over the course of the first two days, and on the third day, we're going to talk about it. And we talked about the kinds of questions that we were going to ask, and this was really an activity that I got from one of the people whose classes I was taking a while back, and it was fantastic for me. So what winds up happening is everyone went out and they asked questions. They asked questions, can I borrow your car? Why do you, not because they need a car necessarily, maybe because it was just fun to drive a BMW and they weren't able to do it, or whatever the reason was, and they didn't really necessarily have to give a reason. You know, can you drive me to work tomorrow? Can I borrow $10? Can I have a raise? You know, some big questions you've been wanting to ask. Would you go look at a house with me? Would you, you know, whatever those questions were. And then we didn't talk about it again until we got back. And when we got back on day 3, we started talking about everyone's experience with asking questions. And it amazes everyone every time. And I get so excited about it every time. And still sometimes when I need to ask a question, I have to remind myself about it every time. What everyone found out is that most of the questions they asked, they were shocked to find out that often they got yes more often than they got no. Which is surprising to a lot of people, and we're going to talk about why that is. probably in the middle of the show, because there's a good reason as to why that does happen. And they also got to see that, you know, when they did get a no, it wasn't, you know, like, hey, somebody doesn't like you. It wasn't you were going to die, or, you know, like it was going to be the end of your job, or your friendship or anything along those lines. It was just you survived that. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you. You know, because often it was followed with I would if I could, or I really can't right now, or I'd love to help you, but, or whatever. But it was just they survived it, and it wasn't a big deal. And it made it so much easier for some people to just shift their whole idea about what asking a question and what they've decided being vulnerable is really all about in that situation. So it was amazing. It was fun. And it's something that I highly recommend everybody try. And people really did ask, you know, hey, can I share your lunch today? Or can I, you know, whatever that was. We had so much fun with it. It's a great activity for you to do. And it's something that I have found that people of all ages, especially once they're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, really get into this space where they're less willing to ask questions than they were when they were younger. So it's going to be fun as we talk our way through this. Laura, you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, you know, I was just going to say that, you know, some of the reasons why I didn't ask for stuff as I was, you know, and not when I was young, but, you know, even in the past 10, 15 years, was, you know, I felt like if I asked for something, it didn't matter if it was a yes or no answer, but I wouldn't ask because it meant that I wasn't good enough. I couldn't handle it on my own. You know, that needing support made me feel less than. And then that was one piece of it. And then and if they did say yes, then it's like, then I owed them. I owed them something, you know? And it's like, it always left me with a really sticky, yucky feeling, you know? So I'm not very good at asking for help. I'm not asking for support. I'm not very good at, you know, if I don't have lunch and my friend has lunch, I wouldn't ask, can I have half your sandwich? But it's funny that it has happened in the past where for some reason I didn't have lunch. I didn't have any money. And so then my friend was like, take my lunch, take half of my lunch at least. And I would be like, no, it's okay. But, you know, mm-hmm. she would insist. And so then I did. But you know how that comes up, right? Those feelings come up of I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. That I can't handle everything. I can't be superwoman, you know? Those are some of the things that for me was going, and then of course, you know, not being a good mother. If I had to ask for help with, you know, something to do with my kids, then it's like, I'm not a good mother, right? That's a big one. That's a big one, right, for women, right?
It is, absolutely. And the obligation one, which you said a little bit ago, was also a big one that came up in my classes. It's just sort of all these things that we've learned that obligation is. It's almost like to owe someone or someone to have something over you, because for a lot of people it feels almost abusive or being controlled, or, and that's still a vulnerability, but it was a huge one that's come up in all of my classes, is the sense of what obligation means to them and how you're putting yourself in a position where you're now obligated to somebody. So we can talk about that too and get rid of all of our thoughts around what being obligated means and who decides that you're obligated and, you know, and what you can do with all of those feelings, right? So we can do that towards the end of the show and clear away that stuff so that it doesn't even impact us anymore, which would be fantastic. I think that was great. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. But, you know, when somebody asks me something, I never say no. I mean, do I ever say no? It's like, very rarely, you know. So it's just interesting how I'm quite open to people asking me something. I'm good about it. It's like, yeah, okay. But I hesitate asking other people because I don't want to impose. And so that's another part, not just the obligation part, but the imposition part, right? Imposing on someone.
Yes, absolutely. That's another reason. Imposition, you know, and obligation.
There's so many other reasons like that why we don't ask. And the thing is, you know, sometimes when we don't ask, we are actually cutting off their ability, you know, to give to us and to be a contribution to us. But we don't see that at the time, right, when we're not asking. We just see it's all about us, you know. And I know for the longest time, I wouldn't even ask my guides and angels for support, you know. It's like everybody says, well, why don't you ask them? It's like, I don't really ask, you know. It's like, why is that? Why didn't I ask, right? And so it always came, for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people as well, it came down to not feeling worthy enough to get the answer, get the support, or whatever it is, right? Because that's just the way it was at the time. I didn't feel I was good enough to ask, you know? And that's shifted, thank goodness. But I'm sure, unfortunately, people do have that belief as well, that they're not good enough to receive support or help or information from, you know, creator, God, universe, guides and angels, you know, for whatever reason, you know. And so that's something that really is a false belief and can be shifted. And that will help to open up so much more in everybody's life, right?
Absolutely. So I think what we can do is, again, you guys know that when you're on the calls with us, I always say have a pen and paper when you're listening to us and have water nearby, right? Because we're going to clear and shift some energies and we're going to change some things for ourselves during the show. And what I'd like you to do is write down some questions that you know you'd love to ask but you haven't been able to get yourself to during break. You know, if you can come up with 5, 10, I mean, I could usually come up with the whole list pretty quickly, but think about some things you'd love to ask. You don't have to come up with your reasons why you haven't, but just things that you know that you haven't asked and that you'd love to ask during break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, everything that's holding us back from asking those questions, clear away some of that, and the actual contribution that it could be to both you and the person who you do ask, you know, for something for. As we get, you know, closer to the end of the show, we'll talk about what a gift it could be for everyone who's involved in that whole entire exchange. And I like to think of it as an exchange because it really is a gifting and a receiving, and it's a contribution to two people. So when we get back after these messages, absolutely, we're going to be talking about that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing is, like, you know, we ask so many. Okay, here we go. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Living with Moxie. I'm your host, Laura Canfield, with my co-host, Donna. And today we are talking about the big ask. Would you ask for what you want? How about what you need? So, you know, what are the three reasons, really? We briefly touched on it vaguely all around it. The three reasons why you won't ask for what you want. That's what we're talking about today. And so one of the reasons is, you know, the fear of rejection, right? That's, I think that's one of the biggest fears we have, is that someone's going to say no. They won't like us, you know. They're going to think we're bad. And, you know, that fear of rejection is a big one that stops us from really doing a lot of things in our life. And also the fear of being vulnerable. You know, what will people think? You know, I'm being so naked and open, and what if they shoot me down, right? And it really puts you in that spot of, you know, this is me. And what if they don't like me again, right? So it's the being vulnerable and the fear of rejection, they kind of go hand in hand, but, you know, it's about being real and authentic, and there's no masks. Right? So when you're asking. And then, of course, the fear of disappointment, right? What if they say no? What will happen then? And it's interesting how we can limit ourselves. But also, like, when we do step up and ask for help, ask for support, ask for whatever it is that we desire, it's amazing what can happen, and our whole life can be turned around sometimes, you know. Someone says yes and for the smallest little thing, and it really changes your whole day, and it changes your outlook on life and sometimes even humanity, right? So why is it that we don't ask? So what can we do differently now that we know that these are the reasons? And more often than not, when you ask for something or ask a question of some sort, more often than not, people will be accommodating. People will say yes. What can we do differently today so that we can start to ask those bigger questions, ask those personal questions, ask those questions for that support? I think for me, it's always been about that support, you know, needing support, but not asking for it, trying to do it alone, go my own way kind of thing. I can do it. Who needs help? Right. But when you start to ask for help and support, you can collaborate instead, you know, and have that teamwork atmosphere, teamwork feeling and energy, and that contribution. They can be, whoever you're asking, can be a contribution to you, and you can be a contribution to them. It's a much more expansive energy than I'm just going to do it on my own. Right, Donna?
Absolutely. So one of the things I always say to people is, you know, it sounds silly, but we tell kids to do it all the time. Practice. Practice asking and even practice receiving the answer of no. But what I say most importantly is imagine and visualize receiving the answer of yes. And and really energetically line up with the yes, you know, with you asking and visualizing that it's going to be a yes. And when you feel like you're matching that, meaning like it's light for you and it no longer feels like you have a resistance, then you know you're ready to ask the question. I wouldn't ask a question like, can I have a raise, until you line up with it energetically, you know, as far as your vibration goes. But that's easy to do. That's not a hard thing to do. That's really about getting to the space where you could talk about it in a soft, really caring, sort of knowing that you're worthy way. When I have to line up with what my day is going to be like, I meditate or I do it while I'm walking out with the dogs. Like, there's 100 different activities that you could do to really, you know, get to the space where you could practice saying, you know, I really would love to talk to you about a possible pay increase. And I use that one specifically because it's something so many people are familiar with. They're very, very uncomfortable going to someone who is above them per se and asking for more, or believing that they deserve more for some reason or another. It's a hot one for a lot of people. So that's the one that I use as far as practice goes with this. So, you know, envision it, practice it, and get yourself to the space where you can actually say it and still feel that and feel comfortable as though you're saying, hey, good morning. You know, like, you know, it's going to flow flow a lot more easily. And you'll be surprised at how often the reaction will come out very much the way you've imagined it, as long as you've shifted out of your resistance and your fear related to it. So you got to release the fear. So maybe we could do one release, and then when we come back after our next break, we could talk more about the obligation and contribution. Do you want to do the release, Alara? Would you like me to do one?
Yeah, go ahead, and then I'll do one too. I mean, you know, we can do a lot, many
okay,
different
cool.
ones on this.
Yeah, there's so many different ones. So I'm going to use one that's more related to a very different, you know, I choose to use very different techniques all the time when you listen to us, because I think that there's so many available to everyone out there in the world. And, you know, there's someone who might resonate with Reiki and someone who might resonate with access consciousness, which we used last time, or someone who might resonate with NLP, or someone who might resonate with tapping. So it really doesn't matter what you choose. Choose what you feel. And I have to tell you, depending on the situation, and Alara will tell you, we use different techniques if we're helping each other with something. If, you know, you sort of ask yourself which one is going to create the most for you right now. Like be willing to shift and use whatever you require at the time. So right now I'm going to use one that I haven't used with you guys at all. And what I'd like you to do right now is just imagine that you're carrying this sack. It could be your briefcase. It could be just a bag of stuff that you're carrying as though you're getting ready to go to work or walk out the door for your day. And you're going to put all of your questions inside, all of the questions that you haven't wanted to ask. So you really have this bag. For me, I envision it almost being like, you know, the Christmas bag that you see Santa carrying, you know, at the holiday time or whoever, whatever. It doesn't matter. Or my grandmother, who used to carry these four huge bags coming off of the train when she'd come home from work because she'd take her whole office home with her all the time. You know, anything. It could be anything along those lines. But you have this bag with you, and you're filling it up with all of your questions. All the questions that you've been afraid to ask, all the questions that you've wanted to ask, all the reasons why you haven't asked them. I want you to put them in the bag. So if you haven't asked because you're not sure you deserve it, you don't want to seem too selfish, you don't want to seem like you're needy, you don't want to risk anyone knowing that you're not in a position that they might think you are financially or emotionally or physically or whatever that may be. Take all of it now and put it all in that bag one by one. Acknowledge it, put it in the bag, acknowledge it, put it in the bag. The bag is huge. Like, I can feel the heaviness of the bag now. So you have your raise in there. You might be wanting to ask your partner for sex. I mean, like, it doesn't matter what it is that you've been asking, and tell them what it is that you require or you need or would make you feel good, or, you know, it doesn't matter. I want you to go there, write it down in your mind energetically, and put it in that bag. All the things you would not ask. Intimate questions. Can I share your lunch? Would you go out with me? You know, like, it doesn't matter. Put them there. And the reason why you haven't asked, put it there with it. Pack up the bag. We're going to tie a knot around the top, okay? And when you all have your bag, you're going to take a deep breath in through your nose. And when you do your deep breath in through your nose, I think I said this last time, you want to be breathing deep enough that you actually feel your belly button rising. You want to know that your stomach is moving, that you're lifting up. So most people, I say, if you think you've gone deep enough and you've taken that breath in as much as you could, gasp a little bit, pull more in, just a little bit more. And then you're going to release it out through your mouth, pushing all of those excuses and all of those questions out into the universe. And as you do that, you notice that the bag is lifting off the ground. Okay, the bag is lifting off the ground. Little by little, the bag is lifting off the ground, which means that you're going to have to do this breath now about 7, 8, 9 times. So you're going to breathe in through your nose. And sometimes I tell people it's easy if you count, you know, 1 through 7 breathing in, 7 to 1 breathing out, right? Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Every time you do that, it's almost like you're blowing up this bag and it's lifting up into the air. So now you're starting to sense that even it's a little bit lighter, all of this stuff that, like, you're not feeling the heaviness of carrying this load with you, this burden with you all of the time. And in that bag, as you realize when you were packing it, there was tons of judgments too, self-judgments about what you're worth and what you deserve and what others would think that you've almost owned and bought as real. So take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and do that. What, you know, counting from 1 to 7 breathing in, 7 to 1 breathing out. And now just let the bag go. The bag is flying on its own. And you could watch it until you can't see it anymore. And let it go and watch it go away. So what you were just able to do is release all of that into the universe, and all of you, and I can sense the energy of everybody who's participating, is so much lighter. And I know that somewhere along the way, it brought up something for Alara because she can't even talk at this particular moment. So she'll be joining us back in a second. But what you were able to do there is literally acknowledge everything and release it so that you now can just totally choose from a very different space. I love that activity for so many different reasons. That is one way that you can actually shift and change that. So now what we're going to do is we're going to list, you know, the three questions that you know that you'd love to be able to ask when this show is over to whoever you want to ask it to. So you can think about what those three questions would be during break. And, you know, seriously, I felt the reaction from everybody energetically when I said something like, you know, you want to ask your partner for something specific when it comes to intimacy. You want to get someone to go out with you and or look at your relationship differently. And that's a question that you haven't been willing to ask because it's personal and you're afraid that it might create something. Those are some questions that people often hide and hide for a really long time. And the funniest part about it is you may even find when you ask some of those questions that the person who you're asking them to says, oh my God, I was thinking the same thing. I'm so glad you started that conversation. I'm so glad you asked that question. I was afraid to. So those are some things that we're going to get ready to help you ask when we come back after the next group of messages, when you hear from all of the sponsors right here on OM Times Radio. Thank you for being with us. Get out your notepad and paper, take a sip of that water, and get ready to shift even a little bit more. We'll be right back with you after this group of messages.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back. I am so sorry. I'm not sure what's going on with my throat, but sometimes, you know, when a big release is happening, you can start to cough or, you know, other physical things start to happen as you're releasing the energy, right? The heaviness. And so I'm assuming that that's what's happening. So it's all about expressing myself, right? Expressing my truth and being true to who I am and being authentic. And sometimes when you're not asking questions, you're holding yourself back from being who you really are, from really expressing yourself, and being the fullness of who you are. And so, you know, it's good to release that. So thank you, Donna, for doing that clearing and releasing. And so I hope you all have a chance to write down some of the questions that you have been wanting to ask, but have kept yourself from it. And so, let's see now, where do we want to go from here, Donna?
So I think that what we could do now, talk about everything that we think about related to rejection and obligation, right? Those are two words that have an incredible charge to them. So we shifted and let go of all of the judgments that we had against ourselves. We watched them fly away, and that already shifts and changed. And this is going to sound really silly, but now that you've watched them, and if you haven't totally watched your bag float away, just stand up, move your legs, shake your legs, turn around in a circle a couple of times and move around while you're listening to the rest of this, because you want to wave goodbye to that. I mean, I literally think that you should, I would like you all to wave goodbye to that bag as we move forward to the next step. So wave goodbye, see it go off in the sunset. And understand this, that when you're doing the clearings and when you're shifting your thought process and you'd like it to remain permanently, what creates a lifelong lasting, groundwork of new thoughts and behaviors is when you connect a new one or a release of one with moving your body. So when you do both of those at the same time, you are more likely to be able to hold on to that change. And so when I'm working with people, I often do ask them as we're working from one spot to another to either change their seat where they're sitting, or, you know, walk around the room or shift their body somehow so that, you know, when they release it, they're not in the same position when, you know, they're not sitting still. So that's one thing. So now we'll talk about, we're going to bring up something that's really going to create a whole bunch of energy. And that is, you know, what does obligation mean to you? And what does rejection mean to you? Like, what have you decided it's going to do to you? And what does it actually mean? Because the truth of the matter is, if we were all to sit here and talk to each other on the phone or in whatever capacity at this particular moment in time and just practice asking questions, it is amazing when you realize that the truth of the matter is when someone says no, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hit your body. Mm-hmm. It doesn't physically harm you. And it doesn't emotionally harm you unless you give it a meaning that you hold on to, right? Mm-hmm. So everywhere where we've given rejection a meaning that we solidify in our body and our mind, would we be willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
So absolutely. Awesome. So let's do that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and release that and let it go, please. So awesome. So, you know, one of the things that we did talk about that Shefali mentioned, she said the word obligation, and that one has a big charge. I hear that come up in my seminars when I'm doing it, and I know I said Shefali, not Laura. I'm sorry. So one of the things that comes up is many people have decided that, for generations and generations and lifetimes of times, you know, when you were obligated to somebody, it was almost like they owned you until you paid them back, right? So there's a heaviness that's there. It's sort of like they will always be able to, you know, I think of the movie The Godfather when I was growing up. It's just sort of like, I'm going to do this for you, but one day I'm going to call upon you for a favor and you're not going to be able to say no, no matter what that favor is, right? So it's sort of like, okay, well, what are you waiting for? Like, it's like somewhere we've learned or decided that when we ask someone and they say yes, we are then obligated or we owe. And often that is not the other person's perception, but even if it is, if that's not something that is stated, is it actually true and real? So everything that brings up, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, puck and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Take another breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And please, 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 I know some people are asking, like, what are the words that I'm saying? Don't worry about it. There doesn't even have to be words. You could just say delete it, cancel it, release it. Whatever the words are, you fill it in. It's just you letting it go. It doesn't matter. So you just let it go. That was the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. But you don't have to know it. And if you really want to know more about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. So because, again, we will constantly refer to a lot of different modalities. So what comes up for you, Alara? So anything else on obligation?
Well, you know, when it comes to obligation, I'm just thinking, like, I don't feel an obligation when somebody asks me something. You know, I don't feel like they owe me, you know. So I think that's where it's sticking. So it really is our own perception. You know, it's not necessarily the other person at all. It's our own perception thinking that that we now owe them. So this is coming back from, you know, perhaps many generations, many lifetimes where this has happened to us, or we felt this or experienced this from both sides, right? And so if we can let that go and just be free with it and you know, just ask and know that they're, if they say yes, it's a contribution. And if they say no, it's also a contribution. It's not the end of the world, you know? And what's the worst thing that can happen if they say no? Right. I mean,
you could just say thank you for taking the time to talk to me. Like, it's really not. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It was. You had practice in asking the question, and you got to be able to go through the process. So the next time you ask that same question to someone, until you get a yes. I mean, what did they say? The person who created, was it Kentucky Fried Chicken, had something more like 3,000 no's before somebody said yes in order to help him open. I'm making that number up. I know that it was just an insanely large number. That he had to hear no a ton, well, more than, it was in the hundreds or thousands. I don't even know. And he did not stop, right? So somebody was going
and
to say yes.
But we sometimes tend to stop. As soon as one person says no, we stop. You know, we cut off our energy and we just totally stop. And so if somebody does say no, just say, okay, well, what else is possible now? You know, or who else can I ask? You know, and just be in that state of asking questions, you know, so that you can open up the energy to see what else is possible, really, you know, and instead of shutting yourself off. And I think, you know, I've done that in the past. I've shut myself off. One person said no, and I was like, okay, I'm done, you know, instead of being open to ask more questions. And I judged myself. I was like, it must be something wrong with me. That's why they said no. So I know we didn't include judgment, but, you know, it's a judgment on us, right? We are judging ourselves so harshly that if somebody says no to us, it's our fault. We've done something wrong. We're bad, you know.
Or we don't deserve it.
It has nothing to do. We don't deserve it, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so, some people will say, well, then it must not be meant to be. And that's also not true. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, if this universe has given you the inspiration to actually come up with an idea that, you know, has inspired and motivated you to ask the question, you are in the process of creating it. So the question then becomes, you know, how do you line up with it? What energy can you be, and what shifts can you choose, and what else can you choose that could get you there? Because there's, if you came up with the idea, you can make it happen. So that's something to keep in mind too. Like, don't use those no's as an excuse to, exactly what Alara said, to shut down and chain, you know, and close off that way. So everywhere where you actually close doors after you've heard a no, shut down, put it in your body, hold on to it. I guess it's an access consciousness night. Hold on to it, or turn it into a judgment, solidify it, make yourself wrong, put yourself down and judge you. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And again, please take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And remember, you guys are going to need a lot of water tonight and tomorrow and the next day. With the shifting and changing of that energy, I could even send somebody who's sort of off balance or a little bit dizzy, you know, really don't get up fast. I hope you're not driving while you're listening to this, but drink a lot of water. Okay. So that's, you know, some of the stuff around obligation, and rejection is very similar, except that very often with rejection, what we do is we turn it into a destruction of ourselves, right? We do exactly what Alara said, and we make ourselves wrong. We decide that we're not worthy. We decide that we're not deserving. We decide that someone doesn't love us, and that's why they said no. Or they must like someone else better, or maybe they don't like us enough, or maybe I'm not enough, right? So do you want to add anything to that before
that's
I clear it?
That's a big one, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything that brought up for everyone all around the world related to rejection, everything that you've turned it into, made solid, brought into your body, made it real, made you wrong, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds, awesome. Thank you so much. Wow, you guys. Okay, so can you take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth? And they'll understand again that is also not required, and it's not the breathing. The deep breathing is not part of access consciousness either. It's just something that I ask people to do when they're shifting and changing energy, because moving your body around and shifting like that is nice to help you sort of release it. So,
absolutely. And it helps to move the energy that may be stuck a little bit, you know? So absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. And before we move, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say to breathe, definitely breathe, be in your body, and drink water. It's all going to help to shift and move that energy that may be stuck, you know, just to have it move with ease and grace a bit more.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is when we come back from break, we're actually going to talk about some tools that you can use in order to step into asking the question, understanding the gift and contribution that it actually could be to yourself and to others in the world. And we're going to talk about that. And I just wanted to take a minute to talk about a free class that Alara and I have coming up on February 21st, which is all about changing your relationship with money. So we have a free class that we're going to be offering. That's sort of an introduction, a free call. The information is going to be on Facebook and on our website at www.moxiemediahouse.com and on our Facebook page, which is Living with Moxie. And we will be posting it all on our social media and our Twitter pages and all over the place, so you'll see it. But it's changing your relationship with money. So it's sort of, you know, how could you really start to think differently because your thought process and reach your goals with money and shift and change that with, you know, really you'll start to notice some differences. So it's a free call and we'll be putting the information out later. So what will happen is after these messages, when we come back, we're going to talk about, Alara, I think you'll be beginning about gift and contribution of actually the person who says yes when you ask that question. Be back after these messages, everybody.
Mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie, and we've been talking about the big ask, asking questions, and what's been stopping us. So now we're at the point where it's about how asking questions, and either you get it a yes or a no, it doesn't matter, but how that can be a gift and contribution to both parties, the asker and the askee. I'm not sure if that's a word. We're going to go with it.
There you go. So, we also create new language here on the show.
Yeah, it works. So, you know, sometimes, you know, like we were talking about being vulnerable, fear of rejection, fear of disappointment, you know, the obligation piece and all that. But what if you asked a question with, you know, and just ask, just for the sake of asking, and be open to receiving whatever contribution comes to you? And, you know, what happens is that sometimes the other person, the askee, you know, just by you asking them a question that perhaps they had never even come across before, that they had never even thought of before, or, you know, no one had ever asked them before, that opened up their whole life, their whole world. So I'm trying to think of an example, to be honest.
Well, I can think of one. That's okay. So one of the things that comes to mind is, you know, Have you ever had someone ask you for help and you were excited or recognized the fact that you actually were able to make a difference here so you could help them? And sometimes that could be with a meal, or it could be with a drive somewhere, or it could be with teaching them how to do something. But you actually feel good because you're able to do something that makes a difference in somebody else's day. I mean, that feeling that you get when you're able to say, oh my God, I could show you how to do that, right? In addition, with that feeling that you get, there's also, you know, you could if that's not something that you can connect with, the idea of when you give someone a gift and they love your gift, you know, and they were willing to receive it versus, you know, I'd like to give you a gift and somebody is saying, no, I won't take that gift, right? So in other words, when you allow someone to help you or gift to you, very often they feel good about it. And so do you when you're willing to receive it, right? Because remember what you feel like if someone says, no, I can't take that from you. I'm really sorry. You kind of feel weird. So it's sort of when you don't ask somebody if they can be a contribution to you. I had somebody once say to me, but, you know, I thought I was your friend. I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't you ask? We've been friends since we're 13 years old or whatever that may be. And you kind of like didn't even think that not receiving from the person would make them feel bad in some way, shape, or form. But it does. So the gift, there's such a gift in so many different ways in the whole entire exchange. And you know, that's the best way I can say, think about how you feel when you are able to gift someone something or help someone in some way and you get excited because you know that you can, right? So that's the contribution it can be.
And, you know, just on the downside, you know, I remember just recently, seven months ago, I gifted someone something really special. It was really special to me. And, you know, I gifted it to her because I wanted it to go to somebody that I cared about and, you know, who would value it. And that's not the reaction I got. You know, I got the reaction of, no, I can't take that. You know, it's like, No, you keep it, or, you know, it's like, I'm gifting it to you. What do you mean? You know, and I was so hurt, you know, and I wasn't expecting that reaction at all. You know, I was like, oh my God, you know, and so then it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, you know, because I was gifting it with just love and I wanted to give her something and she was not receiving, you know, and it's like, wow. Interesting. So where have we done that in our lives where someone is gifting to us and we are just not receiving? So everywhere that's happened in your life, are you willing to let that go now so that doesn't create a pattern of that keeps happening? So are you willing to let that go now? So just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just really let that energy just go through your entire being and into the ground to be transmuted. And again, we're just going to breathe in love and grace, ease and joy. And breathe out all those feelings where we have held back from receiving. You know, we did not receive the gift that somebody was giving to us. Let that go now.
Yeah, that feels
so
really
we can
good.
Now receive again from somebody else or be the contribution that other people need us to be for them so that they can see what it feels like to be the gift and contribution that we can be, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So it goes both
Yay,
ways.
Yay, I was able to do it without coughing. I'm so proud of
myself. Yay, all right. So, you know, so one of the things that most of you have not thought about is the gift that it could be to not just you, but also to the person who you're including in the process by asking them that question. And I can feel that it's already a lot lighter for everyone. So let's talk a little bit, you know, I'm excited and I don't want to. So let's talk a little bit about our class. Shefali, could we, I mean, Alara, could we, I'm blah, 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 I got to get over that one. Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about the free class that we have coming up soon?
Yeah. So, and that'll be a fun class because it's about changing your relationship with money. And we all have a different relationship with money. And some of it is not healthy, you know, because if it was healthy, we would have tons of money. We would be spending it as we wish. We'd be receiving it. We wouldn't have so much charge around it. So we're going to talk about all of that in our free class that we're doing on February 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern. So we will be sharing that information everywhere. You'll see lots of posts and emails and so on about it. But, you know, would you like to change your relationship with money? Do you have a healthy relationship with money? You know, do you have
A lot of people don't see it as a relationship, but everything that we're talking about is all about, you know, everything we're talking about is about relation. If you're not doing good with something, it's about your relationship with it, with the idea of it, what you've decided that it is, how you could look at it different, perception, your thought process, all of it. So who wouldn't love to have a few tools that could really help them start to have money, not have all the struggles or fears or difficulty, but have money and start to see it build up and feel confident and good about it, right? So
and have ease with money, right? Have ease with the money flowing into your life and out of your life, right? Because money is energy and it's to be circulated. It flows freely, right? So having that ease with that money flow. Yeah.
So it's really fun for us to talk about money. We really enjoy it. And when we're able to watch people shift and change with it, it is just incredible. So it's going to be a free call. We will be posting it. We're very excited. We have lots more classes coming up very similar to that as well. So we're excited about it and we hope that you'll join us. All right. So anything else you want to shift or add or change or tell anyone related to ask the big ask?
So, you know, I'm going to invite everyone to, you know, just ask. It's especially, like, for me, it was always about not asking my guides, my support team, you know, for help. And sometimes the help is just their presence. You know, I would always ask for their presence. But ask questions, you know. Like, if you have, just ask. Like, you know, simple. Start with simple things, you know. Ask your family for questions. Ask for support. They're always, I mean, it's unbelievable how much they're really willing to be there for you. You know, I tend to resist and hold back, but my family is really, really good. You know, they want to help and they are so supportive, you know, but I will help back. But they're there for us, right? And we can be there for them as well. So ask and, you know, be the asker and be the askee. You say yes, say no, whatever works for you, right? But just ask, and ask total strangers. Ask your spouse, ask your children. Oh, my goodness. Children, we never ask our children, right?
And as you mentioned families, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, our next show is on February 5th, yes. And we're doing relationships because the month of February is, you know, Valentine's Day and hearts, and you see it everywhere. Next week we're going to be talking about relationships. So relationship with money, but we're going to be talking about relationships with people because it's
and
a holiday that often.
Well.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, and that month often brings up lots of different emotions for a lot of people. And some people feel good about it. Some people feel not so good about it. But that will be the call next week about, you know, how to create relationships from a completely different space, from a, you know, so that you can feel really great. And also that includes your relationship with you, which if you're not doing well with that one, I'm not sure how well your relationship with anyone's going to be at that time. Right.
Right. So, and since, you know, we're talking about asking questions right now. Ask yourself a question, you know, what do you require? What do you need? What do you want? Right. Sometimes we don't even ask that, right? So ask yourself, you know, what do I want from my life? You know, what would I like to experience? How would I like to express myself? You know, ask the universe to show you something beautiful, you know, show you something magical. Just start asking questions. Because when you're asking questions, you're in the space of openness and receiving, right? And ask away, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, the universe is not going to say no, so just keep asking. And sometimes, you know, vary your questions a little bit, you know. This is about communication, right? Communicating with the universe, communicating with our guides, communicating with our coworkers and our family and our friends and with ourselves. And as well, you know, bring in your pets as well. Communicate with them. Ask them, right? It's just interesting how I didn't know we were going to go here with all these asking questions, but it really is about.
I didn't know either. We never know. Right. That's true. It is very true. Well, everything's connected in one way or another, so that's okay. So I hope that you can, I mean, I can feel the shift that many of you have made who have listened to it now. And just so that you know, if you're listening to the replay, the clearings work whether you're listening to it today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, it doesn't matter. And you could even use them over and over again if you find yourself stuck or needing to ask something or shift or change something. So we hope you got a lot out of it today, and we thank you so much for being here with us. I'm so excited for what we're creating as we're coming forward, moving forward, and I'm looking forward to hearing some feedback from you guys about what questions you were able to ask as a result of shifting here today and what results you were able to get, right? Anything else, Alara?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone. This has been wonderful. And so, of course, I received a lot of clearing on this call for myself because my voice is so much stronger now, isn't it? It's like, wow, and now I can talk, no problem. So, you know, that is what can happen from clearings, from releasing stuff that's been holding you back, you know, stuck energy, right? You know, so go back and listen to the call, listen to this replay, and see what else you can shift and see what other questions you can ask. And so we look forward to spending time with you again next week when we're talking about relationships, right?
Absolutely. So we hope you have a great week, everybody. Email us some information. Let us know how you did with the show. Post on our Facebook page. Pop up on Twitter. We're there. Or pop by the website to find out about our upcoming classes, www.moxiemediahouse.com. And we hope that you have a fantastic week. Do we still actually have a minute or two, or are we about to leave for break? I'm sorry. I might have lost track of time there. But I think we were about to leave. So, Alara, am I right on
time?
Yeah,
I think we're about to go.
Okay. All right. Great. So we hope to see you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. I think so.
I know. Usually the music pops on by now. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. So we hope you have a great week. We look forward to being with you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Bye for now.